Hello, welcome to the World Cafe podcast. This podcast has been designed with curated content that centers on the power of words. Can we really do anything without speaking? Can we really do anything without the agency of words? Yes, that is what this podcast is all about. And I am your host, Amakri Isoboye, your neighborhood word trader. I believe in the power of words, for it is the unit of creation. I trade in words to profit my world.
Hello there. How do we begin today? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good everything. Hi, people. How are you all doing? Beautiful. What's it like at your end? Well, I know a lot of changes happening all around us this period. The year just started and Davos, you know, just kicked up. Davos is on. A lot of economic gist here and there. And Ukraine and Russia war still on and all of that. But life, I mean, is still going on. So, well, where I am, it's been pretty hot, you know, during the day, pretty hot. At night, somewhat cold. Yes, you know how we say it on the show. This is the space where we come in to lean on one another's experience to forge a positive path. All right, what are we going to be doing today? Amazingly, I have a young star with us today, you know, on the show. Yeah, I'm going to say one or two things about him, then I'll bring him on and we start the show. His name is Emmanuel Omale. You know, when I came upon him somewhere, you know, on LinkedIn, and we got in touch, we got connected, and we got talking. He is an amazing personality. Yes, he's under 20, precisely he's 18, but when you hear him talk and you see the things he's doing, he's way beyond that age, and I'm super excited. So I'm going to bring him on now. I know you want to hear him. I know you want to, you know, feel him like I want to. So where is he? And there he is. Emmanuel, hi. Hello, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, Emmanuel. Welcome.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Mockery. Such a delight to be here today.
Amazing. Welcome to the World Cafe Live Show. You know, before I brought you on, I was telling my audience about who Emmanuel is, as in his age and his personality. You have this, what I call it, lion-hearted personality, you know, and the way you present yourself and all that. So before we go into the show, I'd like you just to introduce yourself. Let's meet Emmanuel Omale. Who is Emmanuel?
Well, okay, thank you, Mr. Mockery. Okay, so I'm Emmanuel Omale, and I'm a growth strategist, an entrepreneur, and a speaker. So as a growth strategist, I work with startups and businesses, and basically just ventures in helping them strategize and look at how they can exploit opportunities for growth, right? And then as an entrepreneur, I'm currently working on two businesses. One is startup, yeah, we started last year. That's Room Money, and we're basically helping we have a vision of helping Africa by building the largest community of sought after digital marketing talents that we now connect to businesses. So that's what we're doing at Room Money. And then I'm also working on another venture that is Markshift, where we believe that those who do the hard work of transforming society, they deserve to become voices. And so we help founders and CEOs build their brands on social media, starting for now with LinkedIn, and tell their stories and then influence the growth of their corporate brand. So, and then I also speak, So I motivate people, because I believe that everyone has dreams and great dreams that can be accomplished, right? So I give people faith in their dreams. So that's basically who I am in brief, Mr. Mockery.
Now, listening to you, it feels like I'm discussing with one adult out there. you know.
Really?
Because now, when did this all begin for you? Because you're 18, you know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. When did it all begin for you?
Wow. When did it all begin? I think. Well, I'll say it began at birth, right? Oh, I don't know. Let's just say it began at birth, right? So, at birth, right? And then I've had to grow. And, well, I think for me, when I was giving birth to, there were peculiar circumstances, as I was told, that surrounded my birth, right? And it just pointed to the fact that, to my parents now, that, okay, they were not giving birth to an ordinary child. So when I was born and growing up, they always told me that there's something unique about you, and God is going to do something great with you. So it just instilled that sense of purpose in me, and I was always on the lookout for the great things I was going to do in life. It led me to just become a learner at life, wanting to just try out things. It instilled that courage that there's something great for me. So I just want to try out things, right? And it's just been that way for me. And I think.
Amazing.
That's really just what I would just say for now, really. Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Now, tell us about your academics, as in, because from what you're saying now, you're more into the entrepreneurial space and all that. How did you, would I say, come to this point in terms of academics and all that?
Okay. In terms of academics, I'm currently an undergraduate in a Nigerian university here in OU. And an engineering student.
That's Obafemi Awolowo University, correct?
No, Olabisi Onabanjo, in Ogun State.
In Ogun State, all right.
So, I'm an engineering student, but it's funny how I think I got into entrepreneurship and more of this stuff after I got into the university. So I'm in my second year, and so getting into entrepreneurship, I was already a student, so. Right now, I'm just doing engineering, and I just want to complete what I've started, right? More of what I'm into now is the startup space, entrepreneurship, and all of that.
Yeah. Now, I believe you're not alone in this. I believe you walk with a group. You're not a solo person. Can you tell us about your group, how you guys, you know, network, how you, brainstorm and, you know, ideate and all that? How do you... You know, you and your friends, your team.
Okay. About that, I think the truth is I had to learn the hard way, right? About really working in teams. I wish I knew what you just said about having to form groups and all of that when I newly started out. Because when I started out, I think the first venture I started was Techly Tips, and I think I started out in 2020, yeah. And I started out as just myself. It was just something I was doing alone all by myself. And I thought I could do it alone. And it's interesting and it's sad, or I wouldn't say it's sad, right? I would not say it's sad, because it gave me opportunity to learn, but then it failed. And one major reason I know it failed was because I didn't have a team. So right now I take a lot of time in building my team, and really in when it comes to like how it works in our team, it's really just a group of people who look at a goal, right? There is somebody who brings the dream to the table and say, okay, this is what I'm looking at, and I want us to achieve this. This is what I think you can bring to the table. This is what I think you can bring. But then we are not limiting ourselves, right? We just want to try out stuff. And for us being young, it's just an adventure for us. So let's just try to do this and make the best out of it. So that's really what the teams are like right now for me.
All right. Now, you're still in school, as in year two undergrad. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm still in school.
So now, how do you balance all of this with your academics, as in all of what you've said and all of what you do? How do you balance it?
Well, it's not been easy, and I think I would just... It's going to be interesting. It's quite interesting because I almost dropped out. Yeah.
Really? What happened?
I just got to a point where I felt like, wait, I have my life sorted out, right? And I don't think I need a degree. I was looking at the place of the degree and the years I was going to spend in school, how stressful, rigorous it was studying to become an engineer, when I knew in my heart of hearts that I was never going to practice engineering, right? And so I was like, I made up my mind. I'm quitting school. And I told my friends, I told my parents, and I didn't go to school again. And so, but after a while, my dad called me back and he said, just do this for us, right? Just go to school. We just wanted to go to school. You are the first son and all of that. And so that's why I came back to school. I actually dropped out. But right now, I'm actually learning to balance my school and the work I'm doing, right? So even with my team now, I'm doing a lot of delegation and all of that, right? So yeah. That's really how it's not easy, right? Not easy. Definitely not easy at all, yeah. Right? But then bit of positivity, right. And being readiness to put in the hard work and with team, I think that's really how it's been. And then God is definitely giving help.
Now, beautiful. Now, considering what you're doing, do you have like mentors around you that you work with, people you should I say subject yourself to, like authority figures that help to guide what you're doing?
Well, wow. Who? There are people I subject myself to. I do not. What I have is, I have people that I greatly look up to, and most of them are outside of my space. So as a person, I have a number of guys. I'll mention a couple of them to you. So when it comes to entrepreneurship, I have Vusi Tembakwayo. I'm a diehard fan of him. Like I love him so much. Vusi Tembakwayo. I love Simon Sinek. I love I love Gary V, right? And these are just guys that if you had to look at my day, I spend most of my day listening to these guys. Just even when I'm sleeping, I'm playing and listening. So it's just where I learn from, right? And I have mirrors, guys that I look up to, and on some level I have access to them, and it's not like I'm really under them. They're just playing their own games and I'm playing mine. And when I need help, I just say, okay, this is where I am. What do you think about it? And sometimes we just have meetups and I just tell them. So it's not really like the context of what mentorship is. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it, but I really want to believe that you understand what I'm saying.
I do understand what you're saying. But again, why I ask that question is because, you know, considering what you're doing and the space you're in, there's a lot of guidance needed. Not from a distance, but a very close proximity. Like you bring yourself, like you're doing engineering. You're in engineering. So more or less, you're a science student. It's like saying you understand the concept of gravity. Now look at a plant. A plant grows against gravity. So when you look at the science behind it, it's like the plant is actually using the disadvantage, quote and unquote, of gravity, subjecting itself to gravity and pulling, you know, when you look at the forces, you know, within the plant and all that. So that's the context from where I'm coming. Yes, good and fine. You listen to Vusi Tembakwayo, Simon Sinek, and Gary V and the rest of them. But from a distance now, you need more or less like someone that you will subject yourself to, that you are answerable to, so to say, and that will guide what you are doing, you know. In physics, you will hear things like speed, you know, you have speed, you know, but when you now want to gain momentum and acceleration, you're talking about direction now. Exactly.
So I think that one person for me is my dad.
Your dad, okay.
Yeah,
Is he into the entrepreneurship space?
Funnily, he's not. But then he's just that one constant factor that is always there to like direct me and really give me a sense of, because many times I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do, it's so big an idea and all of that. But when I tell him, he just has this, I don't know, it's God-given talent for him to just look at ideas or look at what you're doing and just say, look at this area. I don't think when you take off right now, it's going to look smooth, but just watch out. This is where you need to look out for and all of that. So just having him close to me, and he's also like my spiritual mentor, and working with me through life journeys, it feels more of that space for me.
Okay. Now, I look at your contemporaries,
somebody like Emmanuel Ndukwe. I know you know Emmanuel Ndukwe.
Yeah. Emmanuel Ndukwe is my friend, Duka.
All right. Okay. You know, what's her name? Is it Empress now? The lady, the young lady that speaks. Favor is her name?
Yeah, Favor Lucia, yeah. My good friend.
Exactly. Good. Now, within the, I call this once because somehow I've read one or two things about them, and I know that Emmanuel, for example, he works with Tony Elumelu, you know.
Yeah.
I think you should look at it from this perspective now. Imagine within the Nigerian business space, you have the likes of maybe Tony Elumelu, the likes of Fela Durotoyi, the likes of Washika, and imagine you spreading your tentacles to see how you can network with those people, you know, to because they have been in business, or they are in business, not they've been, they are there, that's what they do. Yes. And you bring yourself under their tutelage for a moment to
honestly, to be great for me.
Yes. So how do you want to go about
for me, I know I'm going to get to that point because it resonates so much with me. I know my life is much bigger than what I'm even doing currently, right? And I'm going to have to do a lot of learning from guys who have gone above me. But I just feel like in the space I am right now, I just have to prove my worth, that I'm deserving of those things. So right now, I'm just currently working on the things I can do right now with what I have, and then end that. Because I feel like mentorship is not something you go about begging for. You earn mentorship, right? So if I can build my businesses that I'm currently working on, or just build myself into somebody very reputable, then people would naturally just say, I can help you do this or something like that.
Okay. All right, guys, we've been discussing with Emmanuel Omale. He is a young star who is in love with business. And I mean, from the last 10 minutes, you will agree with me the way he's been responding and telling us. His heart is just there. You know, he's even when he's in class doing his engineering, he's bodily present, but mind-wise, he's absent. He's somewhere else, you know.
My friends here think I'm crazy or something, because some of them, funnily, they knew me from like my A levels. I was a very devoted student too. I was so devoted to books. I was studying, but now they see me and they're like, Emmanuel, you're not studying as you used to do before. You're no longer serious. And I'm like, guys, I think I found something different.
Yeah, you're not crazy. You're only passionate about it. But this time now is to look for that portfolio that will carry that passion, more or less converting your passion into a portfolio and you work, you know. So what do you see for you the next 2-3 years, given what you're doing now?
The next 2-3 years, it's going to be pretty interesting. In the next 2-3 years, I see Markshift becoming, we should be looking at 200. I've been onboarded currently because the way we are growing right now, by the end of this year, we're looking at having like about 50 clients onboarded, and that will put us as about generating monthly revenue of about $200K in dollars. And then looking at in the next 3 years, really, it's just going to be a beautiful. By then, obviously, I think I should have
out of school.
Honestly, really, it's just going to be a phase of learning for me, and it's just going to be good way to, I don't know what to say right now, but it's just going to be a really beautiful time the next 2-3 years.
All right, okay. I really appreciate that, but I'm going to give you this for free, as in, yes, I can see you're very passionate. Passionate about and all that, but now you also need guidance from an experienced, should I say, business person. It's not just reading about them now on social media and all that, but you finding a way to connect with them. You come in between. I mean, you come into their space, into their the sphere of influence, and you begin to like drink. You know, drink from the wealth of their knowledge. You know, you spend time with them while you grow what you have. I think that will help you to launch you, should I say, farther than you think with respect to what you know. So
just an advice for me, I mean, from me to you. So you look at going forward, going into the future with respect with what you have. It is not enough to be passionate. No, it isn't enough, you know, but it is more than enough for that passion to have wisdom. Because, you know, scripture says, which I know you believe in scriptures, because from the very beginning you introduced that, said, in all thy getting, you know, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, get understanding. So you need wisdom to add to what you have. And wisdom doesn't just come. It doesn't just come. Wisdom has to do with you sitting under somebody and learning daily. So I think that's my advice, you know, from my end to you. Wow. You know, and let's see how it goes. I like your spirit. I like the way you present what you have on the inside. And I mean, I'm so excited about that. Pretty excited.
Thank you so much. And just one final note, or just wanting to say about what you just said. Okay. I really do appreciate the advice. Like, I think it's something that I've it's slowly dawning on me, and it's quite exciting for me, because looking at what I'm doing with Mark Shift, it's giving me an opportunity to really work closely with these guys, like working with them to build their personal brands. I have the access to them, and there's one founder we're currently working with, and it's really been a whole new learning experience just getting to speak with him and getting to hear his thoughts, and it's just so exciting, really, and it draws more to what you're saying about me needing it. I really do agree with you.
Perfect. That's okay. All right, before I let you go, like I said, yes, I know you have to catch up with one or two other things. Before I let you go, how do you manage pressure? Let me ask you that question. How, for your age and what you do, how do you manage pressure?
How do I manage pressure? Very interesting question. I was really bad at this, and I'm still learning on how to manage pressure. But really, for me now, let me ask the question, or let me try to get the question clear. In what sense? Like, is it pressure to do more? Is it pressure of social media? Because they're like a lot of pressure.
Yes. Generally speaking, pressure at your age, for your age and what you do, you know, how do you manage? You have peer pressure, you have family pressure, you have your academics to deal with, you have societal expectations. These are pressures, talking at you from all directions. So how do you manage them for what you do?
I think the thing I do is this. I just try to maintain a state of positivity, really knowing that if I think things are going to go bad, they could go bad. And if I think they could go right, they could go right. So I just try to be open-minded, trying to learn as much as possible to make things right while still being positive. Because I feel like that positivity part is something I'm having to learn intentionally, that something can go right and something can go wrong, but it's up to you to, it depends on your disposition towards life, that things can actually fit in and work together for good, according to what the scripture says. And then my hope is totally hinged on God's word and his promises for me, right? And I'm a student of his instructions, and when I get to tough junctions and I don't know what to do, I just go to him and I pray, and I just sometimes I just take breaks off social media, just rest, calm down my head. This is a really great decision to make, but then I just gotta rest and just pray, and just sometimes I just sing and just take a break, right? And then come back and try to fix the shit. That's it.
All right, beautiful. Yeah, when that pressure hits, I just take a break, I just lift up my voice, I just lean on him, you know, to like take off that pressure. Wonderful. Thank you. Guys, we've been discussing with Emmanuel O'Malley, a lovely, lovely spirit, I must say, and wonderful things he's doing out there. You know, it's our pleasure and honor having you on the show to share, your thoughts and your dreams with us, also to encourage someone out there. Guys, at this point, I'm going to let him go. But you know how we do it on the show. This is the space where we come in to lean on one another's experience to forge a positive path. till we come your way again.
Ooh. Wow.
Bye for now. Emmanuel, what do you have to say?
It's really been a very beautiful time, and wow, I've literally enjoyed every bit of it. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. All right then, bye for now.
Bye.
Quite some time it has been with you on the Word Cafe podcast today. Thank you for being there. You can catch me up on my social media handles, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all at Amakri Isoboye. Also, you can get copies of my books, A Cocktail of Words, The Color of Words, and my HR notebook on Amazon and on Robin Heights online bookstores. You can also subscribe to my YouTube page at the same address. Yes, till we see you again. Bye for now.